The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Imperial Pool and Spas, AirTech Heating and Air, Carolina Power Washing, and by Qual First Mortgage. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector, sir.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
A lot better.
Yeah.
How's the weather today?
Look outside again.
That Carolina blue again, huh?
Yeah.
It is.
Solid blue. We had a good week of some relief in temperatures. It was nice. I wouldn't say it was a wet week. It was supposed to have been a wet week, but
Tommy said
we just don't get any rain here.
Tommy said they kept calling for it every day, and then when it's time for it to get here, it disappeared.
Yesterday, I watched it just roll through there, the clouds coming right at us and just evaporate. It looked like it was going right around us, but somebody got some rain yesterday, but we didn't.
He said it seems that it's forking north and south of us. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, south of us yesterday, moving over toward like Myrtle Beach, up through Raleigh and Outer Banks, all through there. They got a lot of rain yesterday, but like to have a little bit of that.
Tommy says that they keep forecasting rain for us coming over the mountains.
And yeah.
It doesn't work that way. It comes over the mountains, it either heads to Virginia or heads up the I-40 corridor.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll get down to I-85, but that's a long ways from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Yeah, it is. Actually, the mountains are kind of a good thing for us. It protects us from a lot of
bad storms
coming through. It breaks them up.
And for some reason, when it comes, the few storms coming south and coming up 85, but when they get to us, half of it goes north, half of it goes south.
So. And that cooling tower effect over there, 274.
Yeah,
drinking all the moisture.
And it's all that thermal pollution.
Yeah.
That's the word I was
trying to say. That was a good week to have some nice little temperatures. And
we didn't get
as cool as they said. I know one morning they said it was supposed to be in the 50s, but it never made it anything like that.
From what Tommy told me, it was a pretty nice week to be working.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. So the cool weather helped my sod, huh?
Yeah. It helped the fescue wake back up out there. And like I said, everybody's kind of spraying some weeds in there, getting ready for aerating and seeding. That's a good sign if we can get going into September, if we can start having some cooler temperatures. In the past, it's been pretty hot. And even in October a couple of years ago, I remember it got to like 100 degrees. But
hopefully
we're done with that.
My forecasting abilities are shot because when we were so hot in August,
June,
I thought we were in trouble for the summer. Well, the hot June is leading to a June-like August.
Yeah.
It hadn't been near as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I do have a very special guest with me this morning, my lovely wife, Rhonda. And she's worried about the color of our sod when we got home yesterday.
Was she?
Looking kind of dormant, like dormant. So,
well, you know what happens this week? I did see, even with my garden, the humidity just dropped down, so the moisture was gone, and it kind of sucks the color and
it's just all color.
It was dry too, you know, just hadn't had any rain. And at this time of year, the zoysia kind of stops growing, Bermuda stops growing. I know there's a golf course reference, but Bermuda, when you hit it in the rough and the golf course this time of year, it just goes down to the bottom. You know, back in the summer, it kind of holds the ball up in the air, but now it's getting a little weak and the ball just falls to the bottom. So
you go look for your ball and find six more while you're there.
Yeah, break your ankle in there trying to find it.
So. I remember those days.
Yeah, it's good to have Rhonda here today.
Thank you.
Being a chaperone.
Yeah, I had to have a chaperone.
Steve needs some supervision, and we all know that, so. He had not a great week, but I'm glad he's here right now.
Not very good week. Anyway.
He needs a vacation, but he took one. It wasn't real vacation.
Well,
half may take one day.
Half the world knows what was wrong with me anyway. Yeah. So I was in the hospital for a week.
Yeah.
But I had to get out to get them.
They called me yesterday, and I didn't know anything about it. I just got out. So, okay. Well, good. You going to be there tomorrow? I know he wasn't going to miss this. He'd come rolling in on a gurney or something with tubes hanging out of him. He'd be... We'd have to, me and Matt would go to the hospital and do the show.
I thought we were going to be doing that. It's a weird setup over there now. It's been a long time since I've been in the hospital. But he says, the doctor says, I get out on Wednesday and then the labs come back. And he said, well, I'd really rather you have the antibiotics through the IV overnight one more time. So then Thursday comes around, same thing, one more night. But then they told me you get out about 8:30 yesterday morning. Well, then at 11 o'clock, the nurse says, we're getting the paperwork ready to discharge you. But then at 1 o'clock, he changed his mind, wanting to be spend one more night. I said, no.
Hospital time is different than regular time.
Well, when my...
moves a lot slower.
When Dr. Douglas, my urologist, is who's awesome, by the way. That whole practice, Carolina Urology, is pretty awesome.
Hello, Dr. Douglas.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Thank you for saving my life yesterday.
Yeah.
Rhonda calls the office, and the nurse talks to him, tells us he said to get him out of there.
Oh, good.
So when the hospital doctor tried to overrule the specialist, he got a little feisty there for a little while.
Yeah.
But anyway, they let me out. I got home about
1 o'clock in the afternoon. They called me in the afternoon. Yeah.
She took me to the house. I changed pants, put me in the car, took me to the office.
Yeah, I was going to say, guess where he went when he got out?
Well, if she asked me, I already got from the hospital. I really wanted to change pants. So then I was going to drive the truck back to the house because it's over at the office. And I decided that probably wasn't the best idea in the world.
Yeah.
So I waited on Tommy to get off, and he dropped me off at the house.
That's good.
You had to change pants. You can't sell plants in a gown.
I went in again.
He might.
They never put me in a game.
He might sell more. I don't know if it'd be more. It might be less.
I was in lounging pants the whole week. She kept bringing me a change. They never did. Anyway, there's the music. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Just like your home or car, your swimming pool represents a major investment, but all pools are not the same. Imperial Pool and Patio, your professional BioGuard authorized dealer, can customize a pool care program just for your pool. Bring in a water sample for expert analysis so you can keep the water clear and sparkling all season long. And when you stop by with questions, you can expect to walk away with a customized BioGuard pool care program tailored to meet all your needs. See Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or near the Waffle House in Lake Wally.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Carolina Power Washing is the highest-rated exterior cleaning company in York County. Carolina Power Washing services residential and commercial with free on-site consultations. If it's outside, we can clean it. Bring curb appeal back to your property with Carolina Power Washing. 230-3662.
At Quell First Mortgage, we are here to help you with the home of your dreams. Call today at 803-366-1166. First-time home buyer, credit not where you want? Call us today at 803-366-1166. That's Quell First Mortgage of Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories. Songs again.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench and the Braves.
Steve's back from vacation.
That's right. Week. And the Braves won last night.
Yeah, Braves so are three won, and a half behind.
And they won Mets, nine Mets out of ten. So
yeah, got three out of four from the Mets this week.
And scolded the Astros last night. And I wasn't expecting that by any stretch because well, Astros are supposed to be
pretty good.
First or second best record in baseball.
Are they?
The Yankees were first, yeah. But I think they've had a hard time here lately. I think Astros, they've won three more games than the Braves.
So how much more baseball is left through September?
October.
Goes into October. The regular season.
Regular season.
Matt probably knows.
30-some games.
About 30-some left.
I think it ends the first week of October.
Yeah. Okay. It goes a little later this year.
Well, we'll call it a lockout. Yep.
Because of COVID.
Yep.
Probably.
But anyway, the cooler weather is great for your grass. Well, it's pretty good for your shrubs, too.
Yeah, I bet
they
don't
have to struggle as much.
A little relief.
Big thing right now, if you're showing any coloration issues or anything like that, you need to go ahead and get it fertilized. We say three times a year, but using slow-release fertilizers now, we usually do it too. But
if you get two in, you're probably good.
Yeah, and you need to get it before 15th September. Not too many people agree with us on that assessment, but if you do it later, sometimes it forces that new growth. And you know and I know, but right before Thanksgiving, we're going to get a cold snap.
Yeah.
It happens every year for the last 100 years.
Get that first frost.
And it's going to pop the new growth, and they're going to get little black edges on the leaves, and everybody's going to be filing in. Everybody got a fungus that know you got cold weather. So,
yeah.
You know, it's best
get your trimmers out and trim it up.
It's best not to force that new growth if you don't have to because it's real tender. It doesn't take much frost to bite it.
I've noticed the hollies are always the ones that have shoots coming out. So they're mine at my house is all messed up. I need to get it trimmed.
But you do need to get it trimmed. We'll do it for nominal
fee. Last couple of years, you have to trim them things four or five times. Probably.
The more you trim them, the more you have to trim them. The good thing about hollies, you can do some kind of serious work on them. Mm-hmm. You're going to shape them up. You can do it anytime. If you're going to really do some orthopedic stuff, severe stuff. You probably need to wait till February, 1st of March.
Okay.
And the reason for that is you don't want them going through the winter with no leaves.
Yeah. They won't have time to grow back out now.
That affects the photosynthesis process, which is how they generate food. Mm-hmm. And
leaves them naked all
winter. Yeah, and you put them under stress. You really don't need to. Mm-hmm. And people around here now don't believe it because we've got so many newcomers. But once upon a time, we did get pretty cold here.
Yeah, we have had winter around here.
Yeah, you know, it has happened.
Has gotten in teens and stuff like
No, we had a week of below 10 degrees.
It's been a long time, man.
About 10 years ago. And I remember that week. It was cold every day.
I hope it keeps being a long time ago, to be honest with you.
I don't like cold.
We don't need
much.
That.
I can take the heat. I don't like cold. Now, my lovely bride over here, she'd rather have a little chill than to have the heat. So.
I think Tracy's the same way, yeah.
But amazing thing, when we got married 22 years ago, she was the one burning up, and I was the one burning up, and she was the one freezing. Now she burns up, and I freeze. So.
Men get old and cold.
I won't argue with that. But anyway, it's... probably after this summer, we had a pretty good growing season this summer. Normally we hope and pray for a five flush. We call it flushes.
Yeah, flushing out like
five
you said
flush
before.
Season, and we probably had seven or eight this year, even with the lack of rain. But we had pretty good rain up until June, and everybody keeps saying it's dry, it's dry. It is dry, but
yeah, we were having a lot of rain.
But from really, from
and we still had a lot of rain, just not in the right spots. Yeah,
well. There's a lot of rain, but there's no telling where it's going to hit at.
Yeah.
You know, I was up at Exxon at the end of the museum one day, and the bottom fell out, and I got to Pennington Road, and there's a line across the road, and down the nursery, it was dry to the bone, but back towards 161, it was wet. So, and we've had it rain at our house and not rain at the nursery.
two weeks or 3 weeks, I've had my rain gauge up, and I've only got to enjoy it once. There's some rain in there to dump out.
How much do you get?
It was like 3/4 of an inch. It was a good rain.
Really?
Yeah. But it's probably been 14 to 20 days ago. I forget when it was.
Really? I remember you said you
could. But we've had some rain there, just enough to knock the dust down, I think, a couple times.
Well, that's one problem we're running into right now. People say, well, we had rain. That's where you live.
Yeah.
You know, and just because you had rain doesn't mean your neighbor had rain.
Yeah, it rained in my house that one day. It didn't rain at the store, and then vice versa. A week or two ago, rained at the store and didn't rain in my house.
Well, I live just a mile, about a quarter mile from the nursery, and I've had it rain at the house and not rain at the nursery. So we're on the same piece of property, just opposite ends. Mm-hmm. So. But it's nothing you can do about it. It's just the way it is. And I tell people every day, the good Lord's got a plan. He's just not telling us what it is. So when he's ready for us to get some rain, we'll get some. The problem we run into, and it's like this, the people this time of year, especially people like to overwater. So and when it's 95 degrees in the shade, you worry about them underwatering. And now when it's...
Is it better to water shrubs in the morning or in the evenings? And I always tell people don't do that for your grass. It's better to water in the morning, obviously, because of fungus and stuff at night. And then I go out there in my garden. The only time I got the water is at night. And
it really doesn't matter.
As long as you're getting some.
You don't want to put a light mist of water on them anytime, especially during the day. Cause it,
oh, yeah, then the sun's out.
It magnifies it, kind of can burn the leaves. We start... What time does the irrigation come on? We're running two systems, one out of the pond and one out of the wells. So I guess they come on about 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay. I thought it come on earlier than that.
And one's on the well, and it runs 3 hours.
About the same.
Two different areas. And that's a bunch of, we've got a bunch
of. So you water in the morning and the leaves can dry off quickly. But the
water in the morning, they dry off more uniformly. But now the rest of them, the stuff on the wells, the containers, it starts about 7:45 and it doesn't finish up to about 1:30 to 5.
Oh, wow. You do it during the day.
But then it starts back up again at 5.
Well, when you have a nursery, you have to water when you can.
So that's it. You got to water when you need it. You can't do it.
And I hear the old baseball music coming on there. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with the gardener's bench.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads, now try our burgers. They're a half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
At QualFirst Mortgage, we are here to help you with the home of your dreams. Call today at 803-366-1166. First-time home buyer, credit not where you want? Call us today at 803-366-1166. That's QualFirst Mortgage of Rock Hill.
Lay back and smell the sun. warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street.
Okie doke, Matthew's got us back to the gardener's bench. I forgot what we were talking about now.
We're talking about water. And water. Stuff,
so we always talk about water. That's our thing, yeah. Is water. But right now, even though it dropped temperatures a little bit, I'd still be checking things 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. And not 3 days in a row.
But yeah.
Wait a couple of days, go out and stick your finger in the root ball, not in the soil in the bed, but in the root ball itself. Mm-hmm. If it needs it watered, if it's wet, wait a day or so and check it again.
Heavy watering is better a couple days a week instead of a little bit every day.
Yeah, so wetter, longer, less often.
It goes for grass plants.
Plants are about the same as grass. You need about an inch a week. I mean, there's really not much way you can measure an inch a week that I've figured out over the years without it being off.
Yeah.
Put a little bucket out there. You're going to lose some evaporation and all that. Anyway. I'm getting people coming in, well, it's too hot to plant. Well, that's kind of a myth. In South Carolina, we're blessed with a 12-month planting season.
Yep. But now, in my mind, as a grass person, thinking about plants, if you were going to plant plants, it's you say September 15th, I would say that'd be great to get them in the ground in the fall and have them be there all winter and coming back in the spring.
Well, the big thing, but right now we're blessed with a 12-month planting season in South Carolina. That means the ground doesn't freeze deep enough in the wintertime to affect you. And everybody says it's too hot in the summer. Well, it's too hot on them.
Yeah, on you.
It's not on the plants because the plants are sitting in black pots on top of gravel out in full sun.
They'd be happy to get down in the ground.
You know, they don't care whether they're in the dirt or they're on top of the gravel as long as you keep them wet. But, and we're talking about water in the nursery now on top of the ground. We water them every day, 7 days a week.
They dry out quick, though.
Well, those black pots absorb a lot of heat. You know. But it's if you ideally, and we've preached this for 40 years, but there used to be a thing that fall was for planting back in the 80s and 90s, and they tried to pass a tax on the growers in the nursery business, and they voted it down, so they canceled it the next day. So we weren't too keen on but taxing ourselves back in those days. But anyway, October through March. Usually that's your ideal time. I mean, that's the problem with that is the wintertime is really the best time, December, January, and February, but the weather's so bad.
Yeah, and you got to work around the weather.
And you got to be out there in the rain and the cold, and nobody wants to do that there. Again, it doesn't hurt the plants. It hurts the people doing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much you preach the fall planting thing. We spent a lot of money back in the day promoting it. People want to see the flowers. It doesn't matter if it's a crepe myrtle or what.
Well, you got the big box stores giving other information about spring. They want to push everything in the spring.
Huge advertising budgets.
They want to get plants in the spring. They want you to plant grass in the spring, which is the worst time to plant grass. Yeah. And that's what they got people thinking. So.
Be careful. We might get fired next week. We pick on the box stores.
Might buy us out.
That's true. I'll be
come on.
I'll be working a heck of a severance package. But anyway, we plant all summer. We have pretty good luck. We got one right now. She lost a lot of azaleas we planted for her. Mm-hmm. Well, the guys were out there Thursday and stuff was drying up and the irrigation wasn't running. We went out there yesterday and the irrigator was out there, so the irrigation problem. So I don't know how that's going to resolve yet. But anyway, it's kind
of... Yeah, I need to go by there and get me some of those larger leaf old-style azaleas. I need to put some in my back.
We got some pretty ones and nice ones right now. Azaleas have grown off extremely well.
And my encores are blooming. They're starting right to left. The right ones got more, and then the left ones got some. And then other two haven't started yet. So
the two in the shade haven't started.
Yeah, they're more shaded. Yeah, they haven't started yet. So
now, encores, I've said on here before that I don't particularly care for them, but they are pretty plant. What I don't like is they call them an azalea, and everybody thinks they're going to grow like the old-timey azaleas twice a year, and they don't do that. You put on a few blooms in the spring and a few in the fall.
Yeah.
They'll even scatter some through the summer.
Yeah, I told you, I had them in the winter.
I want an azalea that blooms three times a year. Yeah. They don't bloom three times a year.
I believe these have. I mean, these do. I don't. Last year, it was December, January, they had blooms on them, which is crazy.
But they don't bloom heavy.
Yeah, they don't. The bloom is not big. It's some of those older azaleas, you see your fist
They got some,
that's pretty.
But
they're nice. Where I got them planted in a confined area, so they can't really get big, so they're perfect for
them. Make there's different styles, what we call the southern indicas, the ones you really see a lot of down on the coast, Charleston up to Outer Banks, I guess. And they get big. And if you had grandparents that grew up around here, they have one or two up beside the house that are 14 feet tall. You know.
Well, over at the White Home, I do a little work for
them. There's a bunch of them over there.
They got some big azaleas over there, man.
I'm going to tell you a story.
10 foot
high,
probably.
Several years ago, Scott Reister with TGNR Landscape went in there and was revamping the place. I had been ignored for many, many years.
Yep.
So somebody came up with the idea, and he didn't know how to do it, so he contacted us. Tommy went up there and with them, and they took a bunch of cuttings and brought them back to the office, and we rooted them in our propagation house. There's several hundred of them. So the things are about 3-4 inches tall. So we put them in a 1-gallon pot and grew them off, and they had a plant sale up there, so we took some of them. They picked up 50 or so, and they sold them, made some money on them. And so then we grew them off into bigger sizes, and we just had them come out and ask for the white azaleas. And we sold them for a price, but it was a little bit more because of the white name. But then we just wrote a check to the white deal. So, we did all the growing work, but they got some money out of it.
That was nice. Way to give back.
Yep. And that's the music.
It is.
Oh, there's the song. Okay.
Ding, ding.
Now we're ready. We're going to rock and roll. We'll come back to the gardener's bench and talk some more about his eights.
Is it?
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape quality plants, vigorous trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Carolina Power Washing is the highest rated exterior cleaning company in York County. Carolina Power Washing services residential and commercial with free on-site consultations. If it's outside, we can clean it. Bring curb appeal back to your property with Carolina Power Washing. 230-3662.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Yeah.
we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Matthew does such a fine job with the transition now.
Yeah, he does. But
thank you, brother.
I got an assistant today.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Facebook coordinator.
She's supposed to be here for my moral support, and she abandoned me and went to Matt.
We're trying to do a show, and they're over here talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? Well, Matt's a busy boy. Football started, and he's all over the place. He's got to go finish a game. Started Thursday night. He's got to go today to finish the game.
Yeah. Longest game, I think, in Chester history. 36 hours.
You shouldn't have pulled the plug. Yeah.
I think it was the ghost of Carlisle Roddy.
You think that's what it was?
Matt likes going down there because I got good food for him. He figured if he could eat 2 days instead of one.
That's right. Feed me twice.
Probably shouldn't talk about this on the air, but... Did he get sentenced? Has he gone to prison yet? Roddy.
No, not Roddy.
He
passed away.
Yeah, he died several years ago.
He was a good man.
Yeah.
He didn't go to jail.
The sheriff.
Oh, Alex Underwood.
He got convicted, I think.
He got convicted, but he reported to prison yet?
I don't know about that.
I don't either.
Find out when you're down there.
Yeah, I knew Mr.
I'll ask around.
Crack research.
Yeah. I knew Mr. Roddy. I mean, he was a super guy.
Yeah, he didn't go to...
He didn't go to prison.
No, he didn't go to
jail. Y'all got to remember, I was on drugs all week.
Yeah. You've been on drugs about 3 weeks, really.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
2 weeks ago, you were very chill coming here.
Sunday,
me and Matt,
they put me on intravenous morphine. You talk about fine.
Yeah. It takes you a while to get back after all that stuff.
I didn't feel much pain.
I'm amazed that you're sitting here today.
Hey,
talking like nothing happened all week.
And nothing happened all week. I sat in the bed, watched TV.
My hero.
And kept waking up. Boy, they love to wake you up in the hospital.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it. I don't want to go.
Well, they came in and did an ultrasound at 3:00 in the morning. They got some kind of rule. They can't take you downstairs if you're a patient. They have to bring the ultrasound machine up to you. So, whatever.
Nice, I guess.
I wasn't doing anything with sleeping anyway, and that's all I was doing for 24 hours was sleeping.
Really like, get out of the room.
I can sleep in another hour. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly on an agenda here. So anyway,
we got on azalea kick, and it's kind of a weird time of year to talk about them. But it's kind of, I like azaleas, and Rock Hill's loaded with them. Again, I like to point out stuff in Rock Hill to go look at. I mean, if you've never been to Glen Cairn Garden, you ought to type it in and find your way over there and walk around. It's fabulous in the spring, but there are plants in there blooming right now. And they have neat little garden to walk around in.
The problem is that the bulk of the flowering occurs in the spring.
Yeah.
And we got some people now that, well, you landscape my yard and there's nothing blooming. It's August. Mm-hmm. The spring stuff's long gone. The summer stuff's winding up and the fall stuff hadn't started
August
yet.
August is not my favorite month for
the little
landscaping and stuff. It's
there's just, a little there. August usually stinks.
I enjoy this cooler weather made it a lot bearable, but I've had enough heat by the time August comes, and it's just a transition month, I guess what it is.
But
August and February are two transition months.
Yeah, I'll get into that in just a minute.
Yeah.
You've got the same problem with those months that I got. But anyway, the azaleas, I guess we grew up, or were born in Wilmington, North Carolina, 5 miles from Riceville Beach, and they have what they call the Azalea Festival every spring, and the whole county is nothing but flowers everywhere, and it's gorgeous, but it's a 6-week thing, and you're done. Even though now we have kind of stretched it out, the industry is, I say we, but I didn't do it, and Tommy didn't do it, but the industry is. They can start blooming about mid-March, and we can keep some blooms going until May and 1st of June now. So it's not just a four-week thing in the middle. You got your satsuki, which bloom later, and a dwarfer. And
that depends on the weather, too.
A lot of it's weather.
You get a late frost, I can mess up.
Have had Easters, and it was disastrous.
Not good.
Anyway, there are some disease problems with them, but it's not real hard to take care of if you get on a regular schedule and lace bug and teeth scale and some of that. But
That's one of those plants that's native to this area, so that has a lot better chance of surviving, doing well without problems, to be honest with you. When you bring something from somewhere else and try to get it to grow down here, it's not
They're not native here.
They're not?
No, most of them come from Japan or Korea.
Oh, my gosh. As long as I've known, they've been native.
There are some that are native further south that we've adapted up here. Mm-hmm. Like the ones you were talking about, the tall growing ones, they're along the coast, but they do pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, there's about 15 varieties, but we've got it down to the three that do the best.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the years, we've done that. People come in every day wanting to argue with me. And that's my thing right now. I'm getting old and I don't put up with the sitting in the ranks, you know.
When you run a business, you can't bring in every little thing. You try to bring in what sells. I mean, it's common sense. You bring in what sells the most of. So.
Well, we have tried to get a lot of things over the years.
Yeah.
Some of it blew up on us. Some
we
of
have
it didn't.
Too.
Yeah. And you just learn.
We used to sell horse trailers.
I remember. I remember.
And let me tell you what, that. You don't want to sell horse trailers.
Were you there when they hit horse trailers?
Yeah.
I had
to go out there and act like I knew what was going on. You can put your horse right here.
If you can't,
and the feed and the hay is awesome.
If you can't dazzle them with brilliance,
it's a side load.
You baffle them with BS.
Yeah, well, I try to sell what I got.
So. If
they want to sell whatever it is, I'll put it out there and try to sell it. So, but we're not going to be doing that again.
I don't know, popular demand.
We used to have trailers. We sold regular trailers. I enjoyed that, really. But regular landscape trailers.
Well, the big thing was they were supposed to have a shop back there in the back where they repaired them and all that.
Yeah.
And that's what this county back then really needed.
Mm-hmm.
But that never materialized.
Yeah,
that might have been a little before your time.
No, I was there selling them, but it was we never got a full running shop going.
Yeah.
We used to repair a lot of wire with the lights and the trailer lights. That as soon as you buy it, you pull out with it. They don't work like they used to.
Okay, there's the music. Oh, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Did Rhonda pick that or Matt pick that?
Rhonda picked that. Rhonda, that's Rhonda. She's all right.
Okay, we'll be right back to the garden.
Don't you know that she's some kind of wonderful.
She's some kind of wonderful. Yeah.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Bayguard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Carolina Power Washing is the highest rated exterior cleaning company in York County. Carolina Power Washing services residential and commercial with free on-site consultations. If it's outside, we can clean it. Bring curb appeal back to your property with Carolina Power Washing. 230-3662.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. I think you just got me confused, but anyway.
Enjoying the music.
That's right.
Neil Diamond.
We rocking and rolling, but anytime it talks about great women, you know my wife's involved. But anyway.
Franklin Rose.
I did say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, go about my business.
There you go.
Because even if I'm right, I'm wrong.
You got a great woman to take care of you.
She took good care of me this week. But even if I'm right, I'm wrong. So there's no sense right because I hear about it for the next 10 years.
you were right for a long time.
That's right. Once upon a time in another life. Then I said, I do, and she said, you used to. Been that way ever since.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That works better for you.
We're talking about horse trailers.
Yeah, we do horse trailers. We tried a lot of things. We're talking about trying things at your job and things that didn't work. So we did the trailers. We did a lot of clothing and camping and tents and canoes and all kind of stuff. But we finally got ourselves streamlined into more landscaping.
They've got these neat things they got up in the attic right now. That if you go and ask for them, you bring them down. You can take them to the beach and use them as boogie boards.
I actually have a kayak upstairs.
You still got a kayak?
There's one left, and it fits together in three pieces. It's for people that have like a car, so you snap the pieces together like Legos almost, and you get in it and ride. I was always thinking, that's not
how you keep it from leaking.
I don't know if I want to get in a boat like that. It doesn't leak. It snaps together. The pieces are water doesn't come up through there. So I mean, it could eventually, but I guess if anybody wants to see that or buy it, you can come.
I guess you keep moving. It's all right.
You keep getting in trouble. I'll tell you, I ain't getting in it.
But anyway, we had years ago, there was a gentleman at University of Georgia, Dr. Michael Durr, and he had gotten, well, when we met him, he was a nobody. And then 10 years later, he was a world-renowned playing ID specialist, and, you know, he kind of forgot us peons, you know.
Yeah.
But Dr., I can't even think of his name now, but anyway, Ralston.
Yeah.
And at NC State, he were real good buddies, so he hooked us up with him. Well, he wrote several books back in the day. That's how people learned things back then, was in books.
Oh,
books? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I still got some, believe it or not.
I've heard of those.
Yeah. I know kids that have never heard of them. Yeah. But anyway, and he said it was the most underused landscape plant in the country. A David Ivy Burnham, and it was a pretty thing. I mean, it stayed dwarf, it stayed low, a dark, very dark green leaves, little white flowers, and we had some of them because Dr. Ralston had given them the cutting, and we were playing with them. So we started producing them on his advice, and they did. They looked great first 3 years. Tommy planted them over half of Rock Hill. That third year, they started dying on us. It was a root fungus.
Really?
I don't know what caused it or how to treat it. Never did know. And all of a sudden, we had a mess.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it really wasn't the homeowner's fault. They didn't do anything wrong.
Come from Georgia?
Yep. It was the plant's fault, but we didn't do anything wrong. But I didn't want to let the homeowner stay on the hook. So we kind of worked out a deal with them, but... I think I saw it.
Well, I mean,
in the last 2 years, somebody's bringing it back, but and people
didn't
are
have
asking
any idea
for
about
it.
That.
And people are asking for it, and I said, no, I lost too much money. I'm not doing that thing again. But they don't believe me. You know, they read on the internet, and that's the gospel according to whoever. So.
Have y'all tried to sell other things other than plants? I know you sell some mulch and pine
needles. Oh, man,
what else have you tried to sell?
Back in the early days, we were in the irrigation.
Okay. So some irrigation pipe and sprinklers.
Well, the reasoning was it was at a time there was nobody here doing irrigation. And Dr. Goody Thomas's father started up a company and went up here on Oakland Avenue. Waldrop Supply had a company started. And they did all our irrigation, which was great. But Tommy was selling like neighborhoods back then.
Okay.
We'd go in and we'd have eight houses doing the same neighborhood, and that was not pleasant because we'd finish one, we'd start the next one. The other seven would call, well, why are you starting so-and-so and not me?
And the one come back, can you add this on to mine? I'm trying to get out of here.
And you can't tell them that it's based on when you signed the contract.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand that language. So. But anyway, They were 6 and 8 weeks before they could get to them. Well, these people sitting on my money.
Yeah.
I need to get paid. Mm-hmm. I can wait a day or two, but I can't wait up to a couple months.
That'll sink you a little bit.
Yeah, back then anyway. So we started doing it. And then Hugo hitting 88, 89, this redneck from York came by. Not you, David.
I think, no, I saw him last night, actually.
What are you standing up for? Everybody knows you're a redneck from York.
Not talking about you, Rhonda.
Yeah, she stood up and acted offended. Everybody already knows she's a redneck for York. But anyway.
Warming up her hands, what she's doing.
He worked at the golf course in York, and he said, think about starting an irrigation business. Tommy said, if you do, let me know, because we weren't making any money at it. We just didn't do it off enough to get good at it. So a couple of weeks later, he come in and said, well, I'm going to do it. And he handed him 5 jobs that day and said, these 3 you can start next week. So he's been doing them ever since. But you sell Keystone, I think, Bob. We were actually the regional distributor for Keystone back in the 80s.
Wow.
So they opened up a plant in Charlotte, and a salesman, she would bring them down on her pickup truck to us.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have to pay delivery. Didn't have to go get them. She'd bring them to us. And that did well for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, we did probably 10 years of that. And
we were using it. And we were using it and selling it. That's a good thing to have.
And I needed 10 pallets. Well, nobody did 10 pallets back then. It was brand new, and you had to really sell it. Nobody knew what it was. But then they popped up, and I don't remember they got bought out or what, but a guy called me one day, and he says, we're going to have to change your agreement. I said, change my agreement? Why? It's working for both of us. We're both making good money on this stuff. Oh, you got to keep $55,000 worth of product in inventory.
Yeah.
I said, oh, no, not a chance.
That's what always happens with these companies. When they start out, they beg you to get it, and then they get big enough, and they don't want to.
Then they dump your ass.
They get greedy.
I had a stepping stone company do the same thing to me. I mean, they were quality.
Yeah.
They were nice, and we had them, got them at a good price and sold them at a good price. And that went on for several years. Then they got bought out. Next thing I know, the things got half the thickness. Well, they were cracking.
Yeah.
Well, the company didn't want to make them good, and I sure wasn't making them good because I wasn't the one to cut them in half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That wasn't my idea. The price was the same.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we ended up disagreeing or agreeing to disagree
agreeing
and
to
go
disagree.
Our separate ways. And NDS, the sketch bases, all
basins
that.
And
we were the regional director for them. Nobody ever heard of them.
Well, Steve Trump laid the foundation for me to sell all this stuff.
He did. And it's time to take a quick break.
Yep.
We'll be back to the gardener's bench.
Have an above ground pool? It's a great way for your family to enjoy cool fun in the summer heat. Let BioGuard make it easy to always keep the water clear and sparkling. Visit Imperial Pool and Patio and ask about BioGuard pool care products. They're ideal for above ground pools. You'll get expert advice and a customized pool care program to fit your family's pool. Visit the BioGuard experts on above ground pools at Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill,
or behind the Waffle House, Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads, now try our burgers. They're half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
At Quail First Mortgage, we are here to help you with the home of your dreams. Call today at 803-366-1166. First time home buyer, credit not where you want. Call us today at 803-366-1166. That's Quail First Mortgage of Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Okay, and we're working on the for the weekend or on the weekend.
We're working on. Matt's working on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're working for the weekend.
We're all working on the weekend. That's what we do.
Well, what does the song say?
It says working for the weekend because you're excited. I'm working all weekend.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Hey, it's Friday. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I got to work tomorrow.
TGIF and all that
but
stuff.
But when people like us work on the weekend, it can be.
It's just another day of the week.
Yeah. Well, to you, yes, it's another day for you to work.
I work on Sundays, not at the office. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I try
to let rest your brain every
now. I try not to, but I have to sometimes. But anyway.
I give a shout out to the farmer's market again. If y'all hadn't been, it's over at Legal Remedy, in front of Legal Remedy on Oakland Avenue. Come on over there. And I will give another shout out to WRHI, won all kind of awards this past week. Was that last week?
That was this past Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday
this past
night.
Saturday. Radio station of the year again, huh?
Yeah, we appreciate you guys anchoring that down and bringing it home for us.
Chris won some awards, another sportscaster of the year, and Gene Knight won something, and.
Yeah, for the end zone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the red zone on Wednesday nights at 7. Their football show previewing the week. And
several other people won.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Best morning. I think best morning talk show.
We had the best morning talk show, Lucas McFadden. Lucas, I'm going to call you out here on the radio. You say you're going to come here on Saturday morning.
We got up during the week.
You got to. We got up during the week and came to your show now. You got till November to get this done.
Nah, we won't
get consequences.
First of November, you got time.
Yep. So that's good. I'm very proud of them. That's very good. The one show they left off, if we didn't get nominated, was a Gardner's Bench. I don't understand.
That's because we go up against Manning's show.
Oh, Manning, we're being put down.
And it wouldn't be too nice if
Manning.
We knocked him down.
Manning don't want competition.
No, I don't think Manning don't want to. They just don't want us to take on the boss.
Oh, okay. Well, they could put
which I'm fine with
but
that.
But in a different category. They got so many categories they could create a landscaping category.
Yeah, we can make a category.
We'll have to sit down and go over that before next year. We got to get you guys out of town.
They've been telling me that they're gonna go over there for the last.
I
want to
go to Columbia.
an all expense paid trip to Columbia, South Carolina.
Y'all spend a night down there?
No.
You think they're gonna pay for that?
No, I won all these awards. I
wouldn't pay for that. Well, I did pay for that
celebration.
I did pay for that many years when
we got a Blue Marlin down there after we win our award. Good little restaurant down there,
right across the street from where we're at.
There's a lot of nice little restaurants.
Yeah, it's a nice little area. The Vista is what they call it now, but it's a nice little area.
Anyway,
back to the Gardner's Bench.
No, or not, because there's a music.
Oh, my gosh. That was not 4 minutes.
You started talking about the awards. Guess what? Anyway, we're going to be right back and close out this edition of The Garden.
Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words to melt everyone.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
BioGuard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Carolina Power Washing is the highest-rated exterior cleaning company in York County. Carolina Power Washing services residential and commercial with free on-site consultations. If it's outside, we can clean it. Bring curb appeal back to your property with Carolina Power Washing, 230-3662.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day, and we're back to the gardener's bench. I know I probably was not supposed to do this because I got fussed a couple of years ago for doing it, but I'm Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. My co-host, Mr. David Rector with Carolina Fresh Farms. There might be one or two poor souls in York County that don't know us yet, so I don't want them to feel left out, but anyway. Yeah.
We're here every Saturday morning, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on WRHI. 1340 AM, 100.1 FM, and actually on WRHI.com worldwide.
And the other side effect of that thing, if we've done a show that somebody tells you about and you want to hear, you go to the WRHI website. You go under programming, down to the gardener's bench, and Mr. Stone and Mr. Hires have got them all listed on there for the year, and you can pick out which ones you want to listen to. And if my website's up and running yet, they're on my website, too.
Stephen Stone gives them all a nice little name.
Yep. So yeah. Last week was what? Hurricanes, Kidney Stones, and what?
That was one of the best titles.
And something else.
Yeah, we're going to have to throw hospitals, horse trailers, and horticulture today.
Yeah.
And if you want to see our ugly mugs, you can come on Facebook at 8 o'clock on every Saturday morning. Catch us on WRHI Facebook.
Well, actually, you can get on Facebook anytime and find us something new.
I don't know how that works. But
I don't either.
Yeah. You just go to the gardener's bench and click on the
Just go to Gardener's Bench on Facebook.
Go to Steve Crump's website.
Yep.
Here on Rolling Hills.
Yep.
RollingHillsNursery.com.
Yep.
Carolina Fresh, we have a great website too. One free service we offer is free soil samples. If you don't know what's going on in your dirt, bring it in. We'll send it off for free. We won't charge you for it. And me and Steve would love to hear from y'all. If y'all want to have any topics you want to talk about, we don't get a lot of feedback on here, but we don't mind sitting here talking to each other every Saturday. But if you want to give us some feedback, you can email me at drector. DRECTOR at CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Steve Crump at RollingHillsNursery.com.
Yep.
Now, it's a mouthful, it's a long one, but back in the old days, they made you put your name on them. They didn't let you do all this junk that you do now. If you were going to say it publicly, you had to be responsible.
Okay. Come on, I want one email this week. Mine or his, one.
Well, mine wasn't working. Comporium had a problem with a secondary server or something, and it knocked all of us off.
Director at CarolinaFreshFarm.com, putting the subject gardener's bench. So
anyway,
careful what you ask for.
That's right. Yeah. Be careful. Well, they're 9-3 today, and
I'm
Mr. Rector's open now.
8-2. Young men and
come on out. It's a beautiful day, and I heard the music.
Yeah.
Can we stop now?
Go take a rest now.
Join us next week. We'll listen. See you on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms,
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, AirTech Heating and Air, Carolina Power Washing, Imperial Pool and Spas, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Wild Birds Unlimited, Domer Dreamscapes, and by Qual First Mortgage. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.